I'm going to assume by now that you absolutely know which podcast you're listening to, and there is no confusion as to how you got here. But guess what? I still have to tell you, this is Bereshit, a commentary to the book of Genesis. I am your commentator for this series, Michael Lawson, and this is the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast. And this is episode 15, where we are going to cover chapter 4, verses 8 through 15. But before I begin this episode, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a comment, a message, or a review of this podcast series if it is enriching you. Let me know if there is something you'd like me to go back over, or even go deeper, or explain better. Now, I don't know exactly how it's done, but I would love to connect with you, interact with you in any way that it's allowable on this platform. But again, don't know how it's done, but I'm sure I have some pretty smart listeners. So, let's get into this episode where God has just told Cain that sin is lurking, crouching at his door, and its desire is for him, but he must master it. So, verses 8 through 15. And let me also say before we get started that I will be pausing in between some verses to explain some things. So it's like the verse, commentary, a little back and forth. So anyway, verse 8. Cain talked to his brother Abel, and it happened that when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Now let's just pause right there for a moment. We don't know how long it was from when God warned Cain about sin lurking, crouching, waiting for him at the door, so we cannot speculate. What we do know is that no matter how long it was, God gave Cain a way out. But Cain, like you and me, didn't heed the warning and instead gave in to his anger that gave birth to the sin of murder. This would be the first case of murder in the first degree because it was premeditated. Now, how do we know it was premeditated? Because we are told that Cain talked with his brother Abel, and then it happened that when they were in the field, that literally speaks to some time having elapsed since being warned by God. Hence, murder one. Let's continue. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Then he said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you cultivate the ground, it will no longer yield its strength to you. You will be a wanderer and a drifter on the earth." Let's talk about this punishment for a moment. Remember, God breathed the breath of life, his spirit, into mankind, and he became a living being. So God is very serious about the taking of another life since you did not create it, nor breathe life into it. So this punishment shows us God's great mercy and restraint. Right? It wasn't, "Since you murdered your brother, I am now taking your life." Instead, it was much different. Instead, he tells him that you are banished, that you will cultivate the ground. It will no longer yield its strength to you, and you're going to be a wanderer and a drifter on the earth. Let's pick up in verse 13. Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is too great to endure." Now let's just stop right there for a moment. We need to stop and witness Cain's plead for mercy with the Lord by saying his punishment is too great to endure, and yet he offered up no such mercy for his brother Abel as he was violently and purposefully murdering him in cold blood. And now he deserves or desires mercy? Does this sound just like us today? Dishing out punishment and vengeance while withholding mercy. Something to think about. Let's move on to verse 14. "Behold, you have driven me this day from the face of the ground, and I will be hidden from your face, and I will be a wanderer and a drifter on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." This is Cain talking. "So the Lord said to him, 'Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him seven times as much.' And the Lord placed a mark on Cain so that no one finding him would kill him." Now, the Bible doesn't tell us what the mark was that was placed on Cain so that no one would kill him. So again, we can't speculate. What we do know is that God protected Cain in order that he would continue to populate the earth. So now is a good time to point out the significance of the number 7 because it is being used here. If you recall, it says back in 14, "Therefore, whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him seven times as much." Now, the number 7 in biblical numerology or gematria has to do with perfect completion. Take, for example, the creation of the world in 6 days and God resting on the 7th because he had completed his work, blessed it, and indeed it was very good, if you recall. So, the use of 7 times vengeance being taken on the one who kills Cain may have to do with their punishment being perfect, complete, and severe. So there you have it. Until next time. Yevarechacha Adonai va'ishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'yasim lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Shalom.